So this morning we'll expand the meditation instructions to include our emotional life. Emotions, moods, mental states are an important aspect of our immediate experience. And so to have some skill in how to bring mindfulness to this part of ourself, this part of our life, is an important aspect of the practice. The main principle in working with emotions is similar to working with the breath, to the body, and just simply allowing whatever emotion is present to be present, to be there. For the purpose of meditation, no emotion is inappropriate. No emotion is rejected. Often a big part of the suffering around emotions is not necessarily related to the emotion itself, but in how we relate to the emotion. So, to be able to be with the emotion in an uncomplicated way, without clinging to it, aversion, resistance, shame. And the other important principle is it can be very helpful to let go of the story that the emotion is involved with and find the emotion in the body. The body tends to be a stronger and a more stable container for our emotions than the thinking mind. So just taking a relaxed, upright meditation posture. Taking a moment to just feel how the body is right now. Taking a few deep breaths. Just letting go of any tension, any extra tension that's can be let go of. Noticing the shoulders and the neck and the belly. Feeling the body from the inside. of the basic principles of the meditation is not to be in conflict with whatever we're experiencing. Is there some way to not be in conflict with the body right now? From within this stable container of the body, letting the sensations of the breathing come into awareness, just in a very gentle way, letting the breathing come to you. Notice it at the nostrils, the chest expanding, the rise and fall of the abdomen. Just connecting to the changing sensations of the breathing. Just noticing how the breath is right now. Is it a long breath or a short breath? Is it shallow or is it deep? However the breath is right now, simply being with that. The mind drifts away into thinking. Simply reconnecting again with the sensations of the breathing. two aspects of attention are connecting and sustaining, holding. Noticing what it feels like to hold the attention with the breath. Being with the complete exhalation, and the pause, and one complete inhalation. What does it feel like to touch the breath with the mind? And holding the breath. As we sustain the attention on the breath, we may start to notice the rhythm of the breath. Letting that rhythm center us, stabilize us. that the attention is centered, stabilized, the breath, I invite you to let go of the breath and simply turn the attention to any emotion that may be present now. May be a strong emotion or simply some mood or feeling. There is an emotion that you can identify. It can be helpful to softly name it. It's joy or sadness, anger, seeing if you can locate how the emotion may be expressed in the body. Perhaps around the heart center, the stomach, the shoulders. Just noticing any connection between the mind state and the body state. Free to put one or two hands on any place in the body that may benefit from that support. Connecting to that emotion. Body. And holding that emotion. mindfulness is a process of deeply listening. Deep listening to our emotions is what allows them to move through us. Receiving whatever emotions are present with a kind awareness. Be in conflict with our emotions. Emotion or feeling or mood is predominant, feel free to stay with it, staying with the sensations of the emotion in the body. Otherwise, feel free to return to the sensations of the breath. most important step for working with emotions is simply to recognize when an emotion is present. And then noticing our relationship to the emotion. Simply holding however we are right now, however we happen to be, with a lot of tenderness, a lot of compassion. The process of befriending ourselves includes befriending our emotions. I think it's worth remembering that emotions have the function of coloring how we experience ourselves, how we experience our life. So to have a real familiarity with how emotions work in us and through us is extremely useful. Emotions are composite phenomena. It has a physical element, it often has a cognitive element, a story, thinking to it. It has an energetic element. So, getting to see how these work in your experience is what can bring freedom. If we don't notice that an emotion is present, it can control us. But when we turn towards it, connecting to it, staying with it, investigating it, we discover that emotion is simply another thing to be mindful of. It's not different from body sensations. It's not different from thinking. And so the more mindful we can be of our emotional life, the more freedom we'll have. So this morning we have more practice discussions. I think if you didn't have a practice discussion yesterday, you have one today. And I wish you a peaceful day of practice.